And now, the voice of Bishop Leadbeater, recorded in Sydney.
I wish to speak specially to those who mourn, those who have recently lost by death someone whom they loved dearly, who perhaps was all the world to them, so that to them that world seems empty and life no longer worth the living. To such, I would say, you feel that joy has left you forever, that existence can be for you henceforth nothing but hopeless sadness, naught but one aching longing for the touch of a vanished hand and the sound of a voice that is still. You are thinking chiefly of yourself and your intolerable loss, but there may be also another sorrow. Your grief is aggravated by your uncertainty as to the present condition of your beloved friend. You feel that he has gone, you know not where. You hope earnestly that all is well with him. But when you look upward, all is void. When you cry, there is no answer. And so despair and doubt overwhelm you, and make a cloud that hides from you the sun which never sets. Your feeling is most natural. I who speak understand it perfectly. My heart is full of sympathy for all those who are afflicted as you are. But I hope that I can do more than sympathize. I hope that I can bring you help and relief. Such help and relief have come to thousands who were in your sad case. Why should they not come to you also? You say, how can there be relief or hope for me? There is the hope of relief for you because your sorrow is founded on misapprehension. You are grieving for something which has not really happened. When you understand the facts, you will cease to grieve. You answer, my loss is a fact. How can you help me unless indeed you give me back my dead? I understand your feeling perfectly, yet I would ask your very earnest attention to what I am going to tell you. First, I want you clearly to understand that I am not offering you vague and speculative consolation. I am speaking to you of definite facts, which I personally know to be true from many years of experience. Nor does it rest upon my testimony alone. There is a large literature on the subject which I recommend you to study, in which hundreds of cases are given, and testimony is piled upon testimony, till you can no longer refuse to believe. Some of the evidence I have quoted in a book called The Other Side of Death, to which I would refer anyone who wishes to look more deeply into these matters. With all the strength of knowledge, I tell you that your loss is only an apparent fact, apparent from your point of view. I want to bring you to another viewpoint. Your suffering is the result of a great delusion, of ignorance of nature's law. Let me help you on the road towards knowledge by explaining a few simple truths which you can study further at your leisure. You need be under no uneasiness or uncertainty with regard to the condition of your loved one, for the life after death is no longer a mystery. The world beyond the grave exists under the same natural laws as that which we know, and has been explored and examined with scientific accuracy. You must not mourn. for your mourning does harm to your loved one. If you can open your mind to the truth, you will mourn no more. I want you thoroughly to realize that there is no shadow of doubt about this, that I am putting before you scientific facts to be examined scientifically. But I am not for a moment forgetting that there is also a religious side to all this. But the proper study of that will only strengthen the conviction which I have tried to impress on you, to show you that the attitude of mourning is a faithless attitude, an ignorant attitude. The more we know, the more we shall feel with utter certainty that we and our dead alike are in the hands of perfect power and perfect wisdom, directed by perfect love.